Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. It's a growing need in communities throughout the area, and now huge help is on the way for mental health patients. A $1.2 million renovation project began on Tuesday on Northern Indiana's first mental health crisis center. St. Joseph County leaders met for the groundbreaking of the Oaklawn Crisis Center. It's going into an existing 3,200-square-foot space in the 400 block of North Niles Avenue in South Bend. They're expected to have 3,600 patients each year, and they're working on hiring staff. Health professionals say this will give mental health or substance abuse patients a place to go right away. Renovations are expected to take 5 months. A St. Joseph County judge is requiring Praxis Landmark Recovery to give security camera video to the coroner. This comes after the coroner, Dr. Patricia Jordan, filed a lawsuit on the now-closed rehab center as she's continued to investigate the three deaths that happened there between July 3rd and 9th. Landmark Recovery wasn't giving her security camera video she had two subpoenas for, as confidentiality regulations required a court order to release the footage. The judge's order will set a due date of the video to the coroner, although that date has not yet been determined. Judge Jason Chickowitz has been suspended 45 days without pay for alleged misconduct as an attorney and a judge. He'll begin serving the suspension on September 5th. The ruling comes from a 7-count disciplinary complaint filed earlier this year. Two of those charges allege he had a conflict of interest while representing one of his clients. The other charges allege he wrongly used money from a foundation he oversees to renovate the courtrooms in the Juvenile Justice Center. Chickowitz must also pay more than $3,800 in fines. The South Bend School's Empowerment Zone will continue for at least 3 more years. The district school board approved an extension of the zone through June of 2026 during their meeting Monday night. The zone was created in 2019 to turn around Navarre Middle School and its feeder elementary schools. One of those feeder schools in the zone, Warren Elementary, is scheduled to be closed after this coming school year because of the facility's master plan. The Republican gubernatorial candidates appeared at a forum at the Fulton County Historical Museum. Senator Mike Braun, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, Eric Doden, Jamie Reitenauer, and Curtis Hill Jr. gave their vision if they're elected. While every candidate had a different vision if elected, they all want to improve education. The primary election is set for May 2024. A fire in Elkhart's Inspire Athletics building forced the facility to cancel classes after flames and smoke caused damage. The building sustained serious damage, most notably the smell caused from plastic in the gymnastics mats and tumbling equipment inside burning. The cause is still under investigation. No injuries were reported. Events and classes at the building will be canceled until further notice. Unity Gardens in South Bend is embarking on a project that partners them with a local re-entry program to connect people to healthier food, even in the winter. A geodesic dome is being built. It will cost around $160,000 to build the dome, which is made from 5-layer polycarbonate. Once complete, people can select from homegrown fresh food to eat. The dome is expected to be completed by this winter. One ticket won it all. After last night's Mega Millions drawing, it was determined that a single ticket bought in Florida had the winning numbers of 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and the Mega Ball 14, giving them the full $1.58 billion estimated jackpot, with the lump sum cash option of $783.3 million before taxes. 5 tickets bought in California, Pennsylvania, Texas, and West Virginia matched the 5 white balls to claim $1 million each. The South Bend Cubs dropped the opener of their series at Lake County 7-5 last night. South Bend blew a 3-run lead late, but didn't lose any ground on Peoria, which is still 4 games up on the Cubs in the chase for the second-half playoff berth. Today has an early pitch of 12:05 this afternoon. Coverage begins at 11:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Mike Talkman's 8th-inning home run was the difference for the Chicago Cubs as they beat the Mets 3-2. The White Sox lost to the Yankees 7-1. Detroit beat Minnesota 6-0. Notre Dame graduate quarterback Sam Hartman is one of 35 names on the preseason watch list for the Davey O'Brien Award, given to the nation's best quarterback. Notre Dame will face 3 quarterbacks on the watch list throughout the 2023 season in USC's Caleb Williams, Clemson's Cade Klubnik, and Duke's Riley Leonard. The Irish kick off their season August 26th in Dublin, Ireland against Navy.
From the Great Lakes Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center, Michiana Weather.
The forecast from WSBT 22's Carrie Pujol shows partly sunny skies, but a chance of showers and storms mainly late this afternoon with a high of 83.